think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-L-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, we found out AJ has a new quarterback, love.
No.
Kirk Cousins is his new guy.
I just think he's better than you guys want to give him credit for.
Well, you got worked up over it. You're yelling about it. You were Stephen A. and he.
No, stop.
Yeah, you were. Kirk Cousins is a lot better than Blake Bortles. That's Stephen A., man. Congratulations. See if we can find something to do that on this hour.
We'll see.
See what I can dig up. I tried to get you going on Joe Flacco. That didn't work.
Joe Flacco's not. He's not proving it.
Yeah, but... And, you know, Jay Cutler's dead pretty much, so there's no fun. Carson Palmer's dead. So, okay, Cousins is your new guy. This is awesome.
I hope he wins the Super Bowl next year and you have to suck.
Well, you know what? I'd love to see the Vikings actually win one. And I'm not saying they can't with him. I'm just saying that, you know, I think because it's so rare, the guys who are better than average quarterbacks become free agents like that. You know, then obviously he was a big get, and I still think he makes him better, but I also say, I'm throwing a little caution out there and saying, let's not be shocked if they're not light years better.
Yeah.
Because they got a career year out of Case Keenum last year, let's be honest.
No doubt.
And can this guy do better than that?
Looking up the career completion percentage leaders.
Yeah.
Number one, no surprise, is Drew Brees, which almost 67%, which is just crazy.
Yeah, especially the volume he throws at. Although last year they ran the ball a lot more because they had running backs, but still.
And mind you, 60% to me is like that's a pretty solid number. You know, if you're at 60%, that's pretty good.
And a lot depends too. Like if Alex Smith is at 60%, it's because he's throwing screen passes and short passes. He's not throwing the ball downfield. It a lot depends, and most of these offenses now are doing a lot of those short little passes.
I feel like that's where you should be, is 60%. If you're below 60%, I'm starting to ask some questions.
Yeah, consistently.
Number two, which may be sort of a surprise, is Chad Pennington, 66% for his career, and that was a 10-year career.
You know what? We were talking about Matt Schaub a little bit earlier. I think that's what Chad Pennington was. He was a guy with not a real strong arm. Not the most mobile guy, but accurate. I think Schaub got a bad rap here because that last season was so awful.
I agree.
It's always the last thing in your mouth.
Well, and he also never won anything.
No, I mean, and the one year that they might have, he got hurt. So we'll never really know. But in his case, the guy was a pretty good quarterback here for a good stretch. And then when it all fell apart, it fell apart in an ugly way.
Two guys tied for third at 65.5%. Kurt Warner is one of them.
And actually, that's more impressive than the other two guys, considering the style of offense they ran.
Yeah.
That was an all-vertical offense, pretty much. Yeah.
Tied with him, Kirk Cousins.
Dink and dunk.
Third all-time. Number five, two guys, Peyton Manning and Tony Romo at 65.3. Number seven, Aaron Rodgers, 65.1. That's the seven players in the history of the NFL with an over 65% pass completion percentage. Which, it's short company for sure.
Which of those two don't really belong in that group?
Chad Pennington and Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins also...
Does Tony Romo belong in that group?
More than the other two. Only because those guys had full careers, and Kirk Cousins, he's had basically three full seasons of being a quarterback. Chad Pennington, it's hard to imagine.
Steve Young, like, way up there for most of his career? In that stat, there's something that he was always like the most accurate passer.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
I don't even see him on the list. No respect for Steve Young.
He was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought so. Oh, yeah, he's ninth on the list.
Okay.
I'm wrong. 64.3. And you,
yeah,
and
for the longest time, he was way up there. And
he was number one. All the guys that are ahead of him, Breeze, Pennington, Warner, Cousins, Manning, Romo, Rogers, Matt Ryan.
All in the modern era, yeah. Where you can't really grab guys.
Yeah.
And they let some guys do it and some guys not.
And
but
almost all of the guys, like almost all of the top 30 are guys who have played pretty recently. The only exception, Steve Young, who's ninth on the list. Joe Montana's 15th on the list. Dante Culpepper, 16th. Brian Griese, 18th. And Mark Bulger, 23rd. Brett Favre, 25th. Brad Johnson, 28th. David Garrard and Jeff Garcia tied for 29.
303 says Steve Young has the highest quarterback rating of all time.
Okay.
Yeah. That I knew it was up there at something.
Fair.
So. 346 says, I saw AJ at Brash yesterday. Was a little starstruck, so I didn't get a chance to say hi to him. Don't be starstruck.
Yeah.
Just don't tell him Kirk Cousins isn't that good. He'll yell at you.
Stop it.
AJ, you become very famous, I have to tell you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. President. You have too. I mean, it's impressive.
So are you guys like Eskimo brothers with Stormy Daniels, for chance?
No. Okay.
Just checking. 713-780-ESPN. Jason asked O'Brien or Garrett. I think both have no clue how to get the best out of their offense.
I'm not thrilled about either, yeah, but I've seen Jason Garrett do more.
I think they're kind of the same guy.
Yeah.
They both have some real holes in their game. I think Garrett's had better players to work with.
Well, especially. Call me when Bill O'Brien has a season that's better than 9-7.
Well, that's fair, but I'll say this. Garrett's had better quarterbacks up until
Agreed.
Now. I mean, I think Romo – I would have liked to have seen what Romo could have done here had they made that happen under O'Brien. I'm pretty sure it'd have been the similar kind of thing. 12-4 in a first round playoff loss. Kind of same thing he does in Dallas.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN's your number. Jong, this is a question for you, sir.
Uh-oh.
First off, did your podcast drop? This is kind of setting up your podcast.
Yes, it did.
And?
We talked about a bunch of different things, you know, a lot of Avengers stuff and, you know, a DC movie that never happened. There was a DC movie called Justice League Mortal that was supposed to come out, I think, a year before Dark Knight Rises. And the reported budget was like $500 million. And they released the costumes that it looked pretty bad.
Yeah, DC needs not be spending $500 million on a movie. Did you see the story? Did you talk about Chris Evans?
No, we did. We've kind of talked about it in the past. A lot of times these actors, they do this to get more money. Sometimes they'll come out and say, oh, I don't know if I'm going to return. But he's always talked about stepping away.
He's saying he's done after Avengers 4. I have a theory. He dies.
It could be.
A bunch of these guys are going to die, right?
That's a possibility.
Yeah. Let me tell you, though. When you're an actor, Robert Downey Jr. is a little bit different. Robert Downey Jr. is a real actor. That guy is like one of the, before he was Iron Man, he was already one of the best actors out there.
Well, it was very hard for him to get a job because of this, you know, drug addiction and stuff like that. Yeah.
Trust me, he won't have a problem getting a job going forward.
Well, he doesn't have to work ever again.
No. But these guys, these Chris Evans, these action movie guys, as long as they're willing to pay you to be Captain America, you do it.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do?
Gal Gadot better stay Wonder Woman as long as they're paying her.
You ride that train while you can, because once, I mean, what else are you really going to do?
He wants to direct. That's what he wants to
do. Stop it.
Isn't that the dream of every actor?
Stay in your lane, Captain America. Make that money. When you're 50 and you're not handsome anymore, you want to direct, go do what Clint Eastwood did. Wait till you've
you're too old to be Harry anymore.
Wait till no one can understand what you're saying because you've got that weird old man grumble thing. He might have used a racial slur in that grumble. You don't know, but maybe.
Yeah.
Like, wait till you're that and then direct. And then everybody would be like, oh, wow, he's such a great director. I mean, you got to ride the hot hand.
Speaking of Robert Downey Jr., apparently he's going to do a Sherlock Holmes 3, which I like the first two. I thought they got panned a little, but
they were fun.
Yeah, I thought it was a different take on it. And I'm one of those. I'm kind of a, yeah, I'm a Sherlock Holmes fan. So, and I love seeing him do it. And I thought that was they were a good pairing on there. But they asked him what he's doing next. And besides, you know, his appearing as Cap as Iron Man, says we're looking at another Sherlock Holmes. We're developing Perry Mason for HBO. Which that'd be interesting with him as Perry Mason to do a reboot of that. Yeah. And on HBO, too. I bet it'd be pretty cool. And he says, I still want to do Pinocchio.
What?
I do not want to see Robert Downey Jr. do Pinocchio.
I saw somewhere where he was going to do Dr. Doolittle, too.
Nah, we don't need to do that again. That one's been done. That was Eddie Murphy. We don't need to be going back to Dr. Doolittle. All right. In fact, we need to clean that up and clean it up fast. And you know who can clean things up?
Yeah, dirt free.
Aubrey.
Yeah, Aubrey Theodi on the line. What's going on, Aubrey?
Hey, guys. Beautiful afternoon. Finally get some sunshine and birds singing.
Well, I don't know how much longer that's going to be going on. It looks like hell over here. It looks like you're going to be working tomorrow.
Absolutely. It is our work time of year. Spring cleaning, 281 dirt free. 281 dirt free. We come out to your home with a $100,000 machine. No soaps, chemical residues, or tap water. Friends, when you dial 281 dirt free, whether it's tile, grout, leather drapes, upholstery, air ducts, your wool rugs, whatever the problem is, we'll come out, start in the very worst area, run at the problem, not away from it. Run directly at it, start in that very worst area, make sure it's going to come out with soap, without soaps, chemical residues, or tap water. If we can't get it perfect, we don't bill you, we'll go on to another job. But I'm sure you're going to see three rooms for $100, the first 15 callers, because we don't have a lot of spots left at that rate. The first 15 callers, 281 dirt free, 281-347-8373. We'll give you $100 free speed dry. Do three rooms for $100. Be one of those callers. Save some money on the carpet cleaning, and we can do any other service you need done as well. You get $100 free speed dry.
Awesome. Always great deals on our show, Aubrey. Appreciate the time, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, guys. Got to tell you about Texans Can Academies. And these are schools that help kids who dropped out of other schools. And they take them in. And some of them had to get jobs to support their family. Well, they work around that schedule. Some of them had trouble getting to school. Well, Texans Can Academy gets them free bus passes. That's what they do. And so many of these kids go on and graduate and do great things in our community. And it's just amazing. And they need your help. Because that doesn't happen in a vacuum. And by your help, they just mean a vehicle you're not using anymore. It could be a car, a truck, a motorcycle. It could be an RV, a tractor, four-wheeler, a Sea-Doo. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it's damaged. Doesn't matter if it even runs. Might have water damage from it. Hey, you know what? They'll take it. And if you can hear my voice on the radio, no matter where you are, they'll come and tow it free of charge, process all the paperwork, and your donation's tax-deductible. It's simple. And if you donate today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz and say, hey, I want to be the next Blitzer to step up, how about a $50 Visa gift card? Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Lamont asked if you guys hit on the rules change, a simple catch, and why is it only 1 year and not permanent? I think most of the rules changes they do are one-year tests. You know, the big ones. I got to be honest, I didn't really have a problem with it the way it was before. I mean, I think at least I understood what the rule was before, that you had to go to the ground and hold on to the ball. I think it's going to be the way it's been described. It sounds like it's going to be very interpretive, just like the other one is.
Yeah.
And so I guess a lot of those plays where the ball came out, instead of it being an incomplete pass, will be a fumble now, I guess.
I guess.
So I don't know that it's going to clarify things that much. And I think it's become so confusing by all their definitions and football move specifically. Yeah, and so they're trying to list all the things that are football moves. Yeah, watching that in real time, that's not something that's easy to figure out. And so that's why I think you're going to wind up with what we have, with which is a bunch of long reviews that are interpretive. So I don't know that it's going to make any difference in terms of, you know, the Dez catch. Okay, that would have been a catch, which I think we all agreed should have been a catch.
Yes.
I guess Calvin Johnson would have been a catch. But, you know, okay. Now, but we're talking about some high-profile games and high-profile catches. But in the NFL, we're seeing, what, three or four, at least one a game that's going to be questionable,
yeah.
Sometimes more.
And now it's like on, seems like basic touchdowns. Every announcer's like, oh, I don't know if that's going to hold up. It's like, what?
Yeah. So I'm skeptical. We'll just say I'm skeptical that it's going to make any real changes. But we'll find out. I hate constant tinkering. I really do. I think when you're tinkering with things like that, and in this case, it's, well, because the Steelers would have, that would have been a touchdown. It's like, well, I'm not so sure there's anything wrong with that rule the way it was written. It you know, you want to change it to crossing the plane with possession. You know, okay, I think there's some tweaks you can make. But I need to see it. It's one of those I need to see how it actually plays out. Maybe it's better. Maybe it's not. I'm not so sure it's going to be any different.
I don't know how much. I don't know the answer to that catch rule. I mean, it seems like there's a general understanding of what the rule should be, but somebody's got to figure out the right wording for it.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it's still going to come down to, all right, what do these guys see on the field, and is this a football move? And
yeah,
I think there's a lot of I just think there's going to be a bunch of moving parts to it, just like there is everything. And, you know, I don't know. Somebody said they should get rid of replay and just let the refs make the call based on what they saw in real time. They'll get some wrong, but it'll even out. Yeah, yes and no.
I don't know if that's the answer.
Yeah,
either.
I mean, I think we've got the technology. We should use it. But, yeah, I can see people's point when they say that. This is a big thing with offsides in hockey right now, too. It's like, when they review that? And so that's been a big topic with those guys. Like, oh, I shouldn't be able to review it. Just, you know, going to make mistakes, but okay. I still would rather get it right.
I'm with you.
But I think last year what we saw with a lot of these replays was, you know, the whole standard of you have to be able, it has to be clear evidence to overturn it. I think there were a lot that were overturned last year that you go, really? I think that one was kind of yeah. I can't really tell. So, I mean, maybe that's where they need to start, is it needs to be, you know, calling the field stands unless it's an obvious mistake.
Yeah.
And if you start with that, I think you're going to see a lot fewer things overturned. But we shall see. I'm not a big fan of making a ton of rule changes.
I'm with you. Nope. I mean, but it's clear that they've got to figure something out about that. I just don't know that it has to be a massive change.
Yeah.
In my head, I wish I could just say, it's just common sense. You know if it's a touchdown or not. But that's obviously, that's not how rules are written. It doesn't work that way. But that's how it should be. We should all be able to say, oh, we know what a catch is.
Yeah. But like a lot of things, it's just not that simple. And you know, I get that they're addressing it because so many people complain. But I'm not so sure that this is one that they should have messed with. My humble opinion. Hey, can I tell you guys about...
you can do whatever you want, man.
Tastemakers?
Oh, yes.
Because that's coming up. Tickets are available. And guys, this is a really cool event. And if you, you know, you're looking for something to do, you want to... How about this for a date night? I think that's a pretty good date night.
That is a good date night.
Yeah, you know, first off, you're going to get great food. There's great alcohol. There's... how about this? Bun B. Bun B is going to be your MC.
It's pretty cool.
It is really cool. And it's April 4th, next Wednesday night at Silver Street. So great food from Houston's top restaurants. Open bar. Okay, I know the Blitzers. An open bar is going to more than pay for their
entry. Yeah, you'll get that.
And guys, it's a lot cheaper than if you wait till the day of. It's like $55, I believe, is what it costs for this. So that's a date night, and you get an open bar, and all this great food, and Bun B. So go check it out, man. This is culturemap.com/tastemakers. And you can meet Jong Lee, probably.
Maybe.
Yeah. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. So somebody said, I wish they'd limit the reviews. For example, you can only watch it twice at half speed. No more 10-minute reviews with super slow-mo.
I don't know. I just want them to get it right.
Yeah.
At the end of the game, I think there's other stuff they could trim down that would make the game move faster. As long as they get the plays right, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, that's one thing. At least NFL games aren't interminably long like baseball games are.
Right. That's the difference.
And they did when they cut back on the commercials last year, that helped a little bit in terms of when they did the commercials after the kickoffs. I think that helped. I mean, most of those games are in the 3-hour window and maybe a little bit more. And if you get a game that's 50 to 42 or something, then yeah, it's going to be a 4-hour game. That happens, but that's a rarity. I don't think that's a real problem. You know when it's a real problem is when you're at the game. You really notice those breaks when you're at the game a lot more than you do if you're at home when you can flip the channel over to Red Zone or whatever.
But they're not worried about the NFL is really not worried about the people watching in-house.
Yeah.
They're worried about the people watching at their house.
Exactly.
On TV.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you wish to get in. Be happy to take some phone calls. I got a lot more stuff here. I've got I got some sportsy stuff. I got some non-sportsy stuff. We got Jerome coming up next, right? You know what? I'm going to give something away. How about this? This is sportsy and non-sportsy. 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park. Hang out with me in the special ESPN section at SHRP this Friday night from 7 until 9. 50-cent beer night. You heard us talk about that yesterday. Don't forget about the special suite packages starting at just $2.99. That comes with food and beverages, so you can get a group together, man. That's a hell of a deal, and it's fun to watch the races from the suites. Get all the info and tickets at shrp.com. How about caller number 12? You're going to be hanging out with me Friday night from 7 until 9. That's going to be fun, man, because we're doing the show 4 to 7 at the track, and then I'll be out there 7 to 9, opening night of quarter horse racing. There you go. So I've got like a whole bunch of sports stuff. I've got the world's best airports. And you would be stunned.
The world's best airports?
Yeah. Well, for one thing, America, we suck at airports, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Because the rest of the world has us smoked.
Yeah, I don't know about the world because I'm not a world traveler.
I think Singapore has like one of the best ones.
Yeah, that one's up there. So you've probably been to a bunch of these, John, because most of them are...
No.
You like fly to Korea and stuff. Yeah, you probably got to fly through Tokyo.
Yeah, but I don't take like Singapore Air. Singapore Air gives beds and stuff.
Well, that in Malaysia.
Fancy.
You don't want to do Malaysia Air.
Oh, well, yeah, that one.
Because you'll disappear.
Yeah.
You know who's got a good airport? Denver.
Denver's too busy for me. It's a nice airport, but it's so...
I like it.
Well, like Denver, Atlanta... O'Hare, those things are so slammed.
Yeah.
It's just, like, to me, Minneapolis has the best airport in the country.
Oh, okay.
It's big. It's like, it's got plenty of places to eat and drink. It's got plenty of room, even though it's a hub. But the world's most improved airports, Rome's airport, your highest in North America is Montreal at number 7. Number 9, Houston Intercontinental.
Really?
World's best airport hotels, number 9, Houston Intercontinental.
My goodness.
World's best airports for dining, number 7, Houston Intercontinental, highest in North America. I don't know that I agree with that as far as best places to
just
dine.
Just take it, though, man.
Well, yeah, it's nice for Houston, but ever since they've gone to those automated things in Terminal E where there's not human beings,
right.
I'm not a fan of that. The food's good, but I like bartending.
Some people like that.
Well, I know they're going for, obviously, that's a younger people thing, right?
Yeah. So, I'm not a big fan of it, though.
I like having a human being to talk to. That's and I get why they're doing it, and it's a cool thing if you're in your 20s. For old people who like to travel and like to whose plane gets delayed and they want to sit in the bar and BS with people for 3 hours while your flight's
doesn't really
delayed.
Work out that
it doesn't
way.
Quite work, no.
Yeah. All right, guys, I gotta tell you about my computer career. Last August, Cody, he was slinging boom boxes at a big box electronics store. Last month, that same guy, Cody, started his IT career. Now he's making more money. He's working less hours. If you hate what you do, don't get boxed in, guys. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, no problem. Transitioning people into an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, so go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. My Computer Career. Edu.
Behold the king, the king of kings. On your knees, dog.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Before we get to Jerome. Black Spotted Zebra says he'll be Block Spotted Zebra from now on. I haven't blocked him yet. I'm going to give him, you know, the fact that he was a dumb for 10 seconds and okay. Let it pass, but he's on triple secret probation. That is my zero tolerance policy. So I guess it's a 0.1 tolerance policy. It's only because he's been around so long. And you know what? This guy's been around forever. I wouldn't block him either. Jerome Solomon, what's up, buddy?
You use it forever, like I'm an old man or something.
I would say, you know, the thing is, you're an old, you just don't look like one or act like one. So that's good.
Like Joel Blank.
Like no one's supposed to know, exactly.
Yeah, you guys pull it off
Joel
really
Blank
well.
Joel Blank starts talking about he was a ball boy for, you know, the Joe Namath and the Jets or something. It's like, well, that's kind of back there, isn't it?
Like
he'll get mad at me now. I know he's a
oh yeah, you'll get a text from him. So what are you up to, man? You going up with the Astros for the opener or what? What are you working on?
No, I'll wait for them to come back. You know, it's not like these are important games or anything. It's baseball. They got 182 of them, and I spent a couple of weeks with them in spring training, so I got a good enough taste of it. I do think Monday will be fun, though. I mean, it's. You know, the unveiling of the – I don't know the exact order. I think they do – Monday they'll definitely do the banner unveiling. And then I think Tuesday will be the ring ceremony. So that'll be fun for Houston sports fans, just like the parade was. Even I poo-pooed it until it actually happened. I was like, you know, that was kind of cool.
Yeah, although I brought this up the other day, and I'm kind of curious. I'm almost less interested in them this year because – even if they win it again, it's not going to be as much fun as the first one.
No, you're less interested in them because you've never had this feeling. I mean, has there ever in the history of Houston sports been a team that was supposed to win it? Not like could win it or will be in the hunt and maybe could figure it out, but this is a team that's pretty much supposed to win it. And I don't think we've ever had a team, and not that, you know, that second or third best teams in baseball are so far behind them or anything like that. But they are clearly the best team in baseball. They got better over the offseason. They're sharp. They're intelligent. They're driven. They showed up. You know, nobody showed up fat and lazy and out of shape or any of that. They're ready to go. It's unusual territory for us. But this season, you know, in many ways, doesn't start until October. And that's a long way away from now. So it's going to be weird trying to cover a team during the summer that should be winning as much as they should.
Jerome Solomon is our guest. I see your Texans got a new backup quarterback today. Are you excited?
Yeah, you should be excited about that because that'll make games very, very interesting. I know if I were an opponent, I'd be doing my damnedest to try to get to Brandon Whedon as quickly as possible. Not that they wouldn't anyway, but it's going to make it very fascinating to see how this all plays out. And it is a huge factor. Somebody's hit me on Twitter with, oh, you know, you've got to go to your backup, you're no good anyway. Well, that's just not true. With this Texans team, it should be a team that, you know, if everybody's healthy, is probably a bubble team for the playoffs. You know, maybe a little better if they're really special, which, you know, we'll have to see how that plays out. And if you're a bubble team for the playoffs and you have to start Brandon Whedon for a couple of games, you're more than likely going to be out of the playoffs. And that means something. For the last three Super Bowl winners, had their backup quarterback start at least four games, you know? So backup quarterbacks are very important, and you've got a guy who's not only a relative rookie, but in his second year has only played in seven NFL games and has two torn ACLs in his career. Backup is probably even more important on this team, and they don't have a good one.
Yeah, he's better than Tom Savage, though, right? I mean, he can't be any worse. And don't you think they'll probably...
Well, no, I don't know. I don't know if he's better than Tom Savage, but I don't think he's any good.
Nobody's saying that.
But I don't think he's enough better. No, I don't think he's better than Tom Savage, but I don't think Tom Savage is any good either. I mean, Brandon Whedon, I would not go into a week going, oh, yeah, we got Brandon Whedon starting, I'm going to be all right this week. And I wouldn't have thought that about Tom Savage, and we turned out to be right about that. So, no, I'm not saying they should have kept Tom Savage, but my goodness. They've been knowing since the week that they benched Tom Savage, which was week one of the regular season last year. When they benched Tom Savage, they've been needing a backup quarterback since that day, right? Basically. And this is what you end up with. During this course of time, you come up with this guy. That's not good.
Jerome Solomon is our guest. So do you like what the Rockets are doing, resting their guys here? I mean, they obviously have pretty much locked up everything. What's your take on that? You rest guys? Do you want to keep them in for, say, 15 minutes just to keep them sharp, or you just sit them as much as you can here?
I mean, I think they've had guys come in and out of the lineup enough that they're not, you know, you're not wearing anybody out. I mean, it's not like guys are going to run out of energy. The only one you ever have to worry about there is James Harden and how hard is he playing and his penchant for wearing down at the end of a season. But, you know, they should have taken care of that last offseason. I mean, you know, this is something he knows what it is. They should have enough intelligence about his body that it should be built for the long haul. And if he's not ready for the long haul of the playoffs now, he's not going to get ready for it by resting a game here in the last week and a half of the season. You know what I'm saying? It's too late. One game is not going to make that much of a difference. 36 minutes on one random night is not going to make him better in game six of the, you know, conference semifinals, or in game seven, if it goes to that, of the conference finals against the Warriors here at home. It's just not going to make that big of a difference. So it's too late for that. Chris Paul, you want him to be healthy more than rested. I mean, he's missed half the season darn near. So, no, I don't think it matters. I think it much more matters that they're playing well and sharp and can keep their flow going once the playoffs start. And they should be able to do that because they're good enough to do that.
And finally, before we let you go, I'm sure you have an opinion on your buddy Bob McNair's comments this week.
No, I don't have a thought on that at all. I do know this. I did find it quite humorous that he decided to toss in that the football field is not a place for a religious statement. I've never heard him going out there and stopping players from praying on the field or having their prayer circles after every game, or some guys pray during touchdowns, some pray before the game. I've never heard a word from him. In fact, the Houston Texans' very existence, less than 30 minutes into their very first game ever, the entire team took a knee and prayed for a guy who got hurt in that Hall of Fame game when they played the Giants in their first game in the preseason. And everybody took a knee and prayed. So how are you going to tell me that this is not a place for religious statements? Quit lying. It's not the protest that's the problem. It's the issue. It's as simple as that. And he knows it. And, you know, when McNair talks here of late, he kind of says some things that are a little shaky, and that's why he doesn't talk that much anymore.
I think he's doing fine.
He's doing just fine. You know, he's the owner of the team, and it is his prerogative. That's, I mean, people do get it mixed up. Just because you disagree with somebody doesn't mean he doesn't have a right to his thoughts and feelings or whatever. He's got the right to that, but he's going to get criticized for it and by people who are criticized. There are plenty of people who agree with every word that he says. That's fine, too. You run your team. You run your team for 16 years, and you haven't won anything, so you haven't been that impressive at all. And it doesn't matter to Texans fans, obviously, because they keep showing up. And they keep buying those tickets, so more power to them.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon. You can follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon, Houston Chronicle columnist. Joins us every Tuesday. Jerome, appreciate the time, my friend. We will talk to you again soon.
All right, fellas, take it easy.
All right. You know, Jerome's been to the Masters. He's actually played on that course.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And if you want to go.
Did he used to be white?
No. He won the.
This must have been post-Tiger.
It probably was. I don't remember, but they basically, and actually for media, gets to participate in like a lottery. So,
oh, really?
He got to play on it 1 year.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have to talk to him about that one of these days. But you can certainly get there, though, and it is such a cool thing. If you've never done it, it's one of those things you need to do once in your life, and one concierge can help make it happen. Not just help make it happen. They can make it happen. They put together amazing trips that people like us normally don't have access to, like the ultimate VIP golf excursion to Augusta next week. How about this? Chartered jet travel from Houston to Augusta, not Atlanta, directly to Augusta, ground transportation to your premium hotel accommodations, and, of course, a 2 or 4 day pass to the Masters, and Tiger's playing, so you know those are going to be hard tickets to get. Hey, the tickets are hard to get. The hotels are hard to get. Not if you go to one concierge, and you get that chartered jet. Plus, there's all kinds of other options for you. You can play golf at one of the Augusta's premium courses, unlimited entry to the best 5-star hospitality club in Augusta with gourmet food and beverages. Plus, any group of 8 comes with a Masters host home. How about a private in-home chef on top of that? Now, that's just awesome. So if you can get your guys together, man, this is next week. They can make all this happen for you right now. Get some buddies together. Go to one concierge. Here's the website, jets4golfers.com. That's Jets, the number 4, golfers.com. It's your turn to go to the Masters. Jets4golfers.com. One concierge. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Take advantage of it now. Jets4golfers.com.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back. Calling all Owls fans, Rice Baseball takes on crosstown rival Houston tonight at 6:30. Come out to Reckling Park, take photos with Astros and Rice Baseball Championship trophies. Don't miss the first ever chance to take photos with the only 2 baseball championship trophies in Houston. I bet there's some high school trophies.
Probably.
Yeah. Tickets start.
I mean, my kid's got a trophy.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Couple, in fact.
Tickets start as low as $12. For single game ticket information, call 713-348-OWLS or visit riceowls.com/BSBTix. T-I-X. Also, let's give away another 4-pack to Sam Houston Race Park for opening night of Quarter Horses Friday night. Get to hang out with me in the special ESPN section. From 7 until 9, 50-cent beer night. Don't forget about their special suite packages starting at just $2.99, and it comes with food and beverages. Get all the info and tickets at shrp.com. I might actually, before the meet's over, buy a suite for like a few of us and then a couple of really cool listeners.
Oh.
And do a suite night out there.
Ooh.
How about caller number 15? You get the 4-pack of tickets for Friday night. Don't call unless you can come out. I got a gem of the day, but I also had, well, we'll save the poker story for 6 o'clock because I have a poker story for you.
Okay.
It's a rule change that some tournaments are using that I kind of want to get your take on. But let's do the Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. You've liked tweets before, right?
Not very many.
Yeah, you're not a big tweet liker.
I'm not a tweet liker.
Jong likes a lot of tweets.
I use the like to remember something. Like if I need to go back and look something, at something one day, I'll like it.
I like a lot less than I used to. Not because they're bad tweets. It's just that I don't do Twitter the same way I used to do it. I basically just kind of like tell everybody what's on Sports Map, and then I'll respond to occasional things. But otherwise, I'm not really into it. Well, this guy was working for Marriott, and part of his job, which he calls a dream job, it doesn't sound like a dream job to me. It sounds like a pain in the ass. So I think he's saying the dream job because there's probably a lawsuit coming.
Okay.
But he was a Marriott customer care manager.
Okay.
And he basically helped hundreds of Marriott customers around the world as they shoot complaints, questions, and reward point requests to the hotel chain's official Twitter accounts. So he runs the Twitter accounts for Marriott, which, you're probably getting a lot of, oh, there's a roach in my room and all this stuff. I want 1,000 points.
I always
feel
bad for the people who run those and like airline.
Ones too, because I've got into it with the airlines before.
Cable company.
Yeah. Yeah.
Phone, like cell phone provider. Yeah.
I don't do that anymore. I used to, but that's not a dream job, right?
No.
No. Basically, he claims it was inadvertent. Then he said, well, it really wasn't inadvertent. I don't know. But I think he made a dumb mistake. Apparently, the Friends of Tibet tweeted out, Friends of Tibet congratulate global hotel chain Marriott International for listing Tibet as a country along with Hong Kong and Taiwan. He hit like, and the pro-Chinese forces came out about this because China has long made a legal claim to the right region, and there's a big thing there about whether or not it's China or Tibet. And so apparently dozens of social media accounts are tweeting angry things, including death threats at both him and Marriott. And it's weird because Twitter is banned in China, but somehow the Chinese got wind of this. And yes, he got fired for it.
Oh,
for liking a tweet. Jong, you would know about this because it's, it's Asia. It's a big deal, right?
Yeah, it's a big deal, Tibet. You don't want to, I guess if China is a huge, market for you, you shouldn't, be doing that.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I've liked tweets on accident before.
Yeah, and this seems like this is what happened to this guy.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell. I mean, I could see where you'd make that mistake because it looks like a nice little thing about Marriott. But if you're saying, oh, yeah, well, that means we do, then regardless, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
The other one was some of the stuff in the Russell Crowe divorce auction. He apparently he's getting rid of all this stuff that includes mementos he kept from Gladiator, Cinderella Man, L.A. Confidential, and Master and Commander. So he's dispersing his personal collection.
You going to get some of that?
There's nothing there that really appeals
nothing for
to
you.
Me. Yeah. But, I mean, I like Gladiator, but I'm not going to go buy anything like that. But for like the, I don't know what you call the thing, but it was sort of like his deal with the two horses on it, like armor from Gladiator.
Yeah.
That's up for sale. Estimates $20,000 to $30,000 for that. Aluminum prop swords used by Russell Crowe in Gladiator.
Wait, those were prop swords?
They were aluminum prop swords. The estimation's $3,000 to $4,000. And there's one scene in there. Like in their first battle in the Colosseum, where he's just chopped this guy up and he's all bloody. And then, he holds the sword up like 2 seconds later when they shift scenes and there's no blood on it. It's one of those continuity things that didn't ruin the movie for me, but it stood out.
I don't like that.
Blue satin robe worn by Russell Crowe in Cinderella Man. Violin used by Russell Crowe in Master and Commander.
So is Russell Wilson Russell Crowe falling on hard times or?
He claims he's just wanting to start over, but I think he's going to have to pay this chick a bunch of money. And so, $140,000 for the violin.
When's the last time he made like a big movie? Lemiz?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. He did that movie with
he looks so Ben old Affleck. Now. He's gotten fat. Like, he's fallen apart, but he still does music. Like, him and his brother have a band. But, yeah, they're a mess.
He was in Man of Steel, but he was kind of an afterthought in that, right?
He wasn't a star.
He was Jor-El.
Yeah, it was Jor-El.
But that wasn't his movie.
No, he was probably third.
Yeah.
Yeah, the third star in that.
Oh, he did the Noah movie.
Yeah, was that
the Noah's Ark movie? Hmm. Yeah, that was a.
Yeah, I was thinking of State of Play. That was 2009.
Oh boy, Noah was 2014.
You know where he messed up doing Robin Hood? In 2010. You don't Robin Hood. That's a career killer.
Who did Robin Hood, like, in the 90s?
That was Kevin Costner.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He made it out all right.
Yeah, that one. But now that you've done that and you've done Men in Tights, you can't do another one.
Well, who else has done Robin Hood besides Kevin Costner and that fox in the cartoon?
Men in Tights was Robin Hood.
Who was that?
That was...
did he have a career before that?
Cary Elwes. He's been a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. He was never a star, though.
He was in...
That's a joke comedy movie.
He was a Princess Bride.
Yeah,
he was Wesley. That's like that's like an American classic.
Yeah, but he's not like a box office star is what I'm saying.
No, but...
Like, you can't put that guy's name on a movie poster.
But it was a Mel Brooks movie, which you can.
Yeah.
So, we'll just call it Mel Brooks. But then Russell Crowe did it in 2010. You know what? We were talking the other day about how Sherlock Holmes is the most... done fictional character in movies ahead of Dracula. Boy, I bet Robin Hood is
got to be up there
on that list. Yeah, I got to look that up now.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Bill Advisor and the $150 challenge. And here's the deal on that: you're overpaying. I'm saying that with conviction because I know it's true. You're overpaying for your monthly recurring bills like TV, internet, cell phone, auto, and home insurance, and energy. You signed up for those services. You got a new customer rate. You were excited. You're clapping your hands because you love the service and you got a great deal. But guess what? As soon as you stop getting excited and you start to rest on your laurels, that great deal goes away. The price goes up. BillAdvisor.com is there to get the savings back. They work directly with every service provider in the nation. You don't have to give up your channels, all that stuff. You just pay less. The savings are real. The average Bill Advisor customer saves over $830 per year. Hundreds have saved over $1,000 per year. Lands Airlines saved over $2,000 a year. And right now they've got this $150 challenge, guaranteed money in your pocket. If you don't save at least $150, you'll get every penny back, and they're going to send you a $50 Amazon gift card. You're guaranteed to win, no risk. Take that challenge, start saving right now. Text the word BILLS, B-I-L-L-S, to 313131, or you can sign up online at BillAdvisor.com. That's one more time, BILLS to 313131, or visit BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.